Okay, here we go.
Are you ready? Or do you want,
I'm ready.
What are you doing?
No, I'm ready. Okay. I'm going to read an introduction here.
Welcome to Big Questions, Short Answers. I'm Sian.
And I'm Andy, Sian's husband, asking the big life questions.
And possibly adding a little bit of unsolicited advice.
Maybe. This podcast is brought to you by Sian's value-based online course. Visit sianjacquet.com to find out more.
Right, and sitting here, ready to answer any questions you have to ask.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is values. So let's start off. What are values and why are they important?
I mean, you've started, haven't you, like you do, with such a big, broad question. Are we talking, where do you want values discussed? Because values are everywhere. Values are with everything and we do and everything we are. So given the introduction you've written, are you talking about values within a relationship? Do you want me to start with that? Or do you want professional relationships? Or do you want personal relationships? Or do you want political values? I mean, what, where are you?
Okay, so
my point being.
Yeah.
My point being, when you communicate with somebody, even if you know them for over 30 years, 35, 38, I don't know how many years it is, it's a long time. It helps if you're specific.
Okay. So be specific. So if it's in terms of the audience,
you want to know.
Okay, so
forget about the audience. Well, what do you want to know?
Me, I suppose it's, you know, how living a value. Just talk about me, because basically.
Oh, right. Here we go. The amusement day. Right, come on.
Talk about me. So, you know, living by your values. If I want to be successful in business, for example, let's just take business. You know, how do I use my values to be successful in that?
Okay. Well, let's just agree with the premise that I know your values, Kendra. I've been around a while, right? Even in professional environment. If you open the door to your professional values, there's one that, in a lot of ways, jumps out loud and clear. And anybody who has worked with you would see it. It's virtually tattooed on your forehead, right? And that is loyalty. And
hasn't always been so good for me.
Sorry?
Hasn't always been so good for me, Lord.
Well, that's my point, right? We look at values and we think, right, you know, if values are how people see me and how I make decisions and how I am professionally judged, there's a nasty word, but the truth is we all judge each other. And we take that value of loyalty, right? On face value, isn't that fabulous? You employ somebody or you work in collaboration with somebody like Andy, and you will get loyalty. And that is fabulous until it turns in on yourself and you're under pressure, or the environment and the culture you work with isn't healthy and doesn't align with who and what you are. And I have seen it 3 or 4 times in your career where you have stayed somewhere longer than was necessary out of loyalty. You have gone the extra mile. Well, that's an understatement. You don't go the extra mile. You put on a hair shirt and take a half bottle of water and walk across a desert. You know, I see for you that over the years, as you have begun to understand, and I've got to be honest, when we started in our relationship having conversations, you know, you were in a crisis at work, whatever it was, and I would sit down and say, okay, take this away from this moment. What is the bigger picture here? And we started, and I introduced you to your professional values. My understanding is that when we discussed loyalty and I explained it, and the phrase I use is that it turns in on you. Your values can turn in on you when you hold on to them so tightly. And usually what I see when I'm working with people, and I learn it for myself, actually, I'm much the same. When things aren't going right, or I'm a bit lost, or I'm a bit unsafe, or whatever it is in a working environment, I hold on to my values even more, because they are like our guiding map of mm-hmm. who I should be and how I should respond. And what we do is we over respond, right? So you create blind spots about evidence that you're seeing, absolute reality. And as you're narrating the story or telling me what's happening, I'm sitting there and my eyes are getting bigger. I'm thinking, How can you not see this?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious, isn't it?
Right, it's obvious. It's absolutely, you know, basic. But that doesn't mean that you're not emotionally intelligent, and it doesn't mean that you don't have self-awareness. It doesn't mean any of those things. It just means that you are responding as human beings do, yeah? You hold on to what you know to be truth because it's the most comfortable part and the most, in a lot of ways, revered, because I think you like being loyal. Mm. It's not a problem, is it?
No. Being loyal, I think, is good. I'll just sort of come back to the point. What you're saying is your values can be kind of quite destructive in some ways.
Absolutely destructive. Yeah.
Why not choose a different value then? Say, fuck it, I'm going to not be loyal anymore.
Yeah, we might have to edit that word out. In basic terms, it's not that simple, because values are actually, they're not the first cab off the rank. The first cab off the rank are your beliefs that have driven you to that place of valuing something, right? And is it possible to unravel that? Absolutely. Should we? Absolutely, right? But that's the space that I call doing the work. Yeah. You know, when people talk about self-development or they come to me as a client and say, you know, this is happening, I want to change it, I want to da 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 da. That is the work. When you look at your beliefs that have created your values, and what beliefs have I got that aren't serving me well? Mm. Yeah. Our values, the tools, the language, the doing and thinking and being that comes from those beliefs, yeah? And the other thing which I think is, and this is a concept which I found really difficult in the beginning to get my head around, that your values do change.
Right.
Yeah. And as your life experience, as life, things good, bad and indifferent happen, we change our values, yeah? At least we should, because nothing is static. We are not static. Experiences, life, nature, nothing is static. If it's static, the chances are it's staying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to change. We need to develop. And the same goes for our values.
And aren't there just good, solid values that
in some cultures,
kind of,
yeah. In some cultures, in some families and in some relationships, absolutely there are. And you can see them. I would hope that when somebody looked at our family as a unit, if we want to talk about values, move away from the professional bit, but family values, that anybody that saw us as a group of human beings and what we've taught our children, I would hope that generosity, actually.
Mm.
Yeah? So do you see what I'm saying? You can have an entire tribe and group that they can identify, and you can see who and what they are by those values. Yeah?
Oh, as we're sort of just winding this up, what are the takeaways if somebody's listening to this? I mean, you know, you've talked to me that, you know, like quite a lot here, but there's like loyalty that I've had in terms of values that didn't serve me well. Then we talk about that space and beliefs. So we didn't really answer the question of my dumb question of what are values really, did we?
Values are the map. They are the instructions, they are the guide that at every moment, every day, every decision we make, every single decision. If you've listened to this and you thought, that's interesting, right? Like maybe because it's the concept you've never been introduced to before, just Google it. There are millions and millions and...
No, we don't want them to Google it.
Why?
We want them to listen to it here. You are the oracle.
Yeah, well, I'm not. And that's the point, Andy, right? Okay, so, let's wrap it up. What are values? Well,
I mean,
integrity is one of my values.
Yes.
So I am not going to sit here and say, right? You can only find out the answer by going to my website, right? Because that's not true. It's not even close to being true, right? If you're interested and you can put up with the sound of my voice, go on my website. There's more stuff on it, right? And I'm going to do more stuff, hence why we're doing this, yeah? Because this is life-changing, powerful stuff. But I am going to say it, right? I'm going to give you a gentle challenge, not an instruction. I'm asking anybody to listen, even if you think you know about values, to find 15 minutes, 20 minutes at the most, sit in front of a computer, Google it, and just go down a couple of rabbit holes, What does it mean? Who's talking about it? What is it in a professional sense? Is it in a family sense? Is it in a personal sense? Whatever your circumstances are. The only way to learn is to stand still, open your ears, and see what happens. It ain't rocket science, right? But I can tell you that in the 20, 30 years I've been doing this, there is nothing, and I mean nothing, that shines a light to change in a positive way than somebody learning and acknowledging and living their core values. That is the Willy Wonka golden ticket. What do they say in darts when they hit the bullseye? He's on the hockey and he's hit the balls. That is the bullseye of values when you start living it most of the time.
Okay. Thank you very much. Join us next time on Big Questions, Short Answers with Sean Jacquet and me, Andy.
If you have any questions you want to ask, please send them via the website, seanjacquet.com.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe and share it with everyone you know.
We really do appreciate you sharing 15 minutes with us.
And if you want to do a bit more learning, go on to Sean's website, seanjacquet.com. There's a course on values to create the life you truly love. I did it, and it really does do what it says on the can.
See you next time.